Hello, my friend. Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, titled Imaginative Faith, was written by James Banks. Look, Papa, those trees are waving at God. As we watched young birches bending in the wind before an oncoming storm, my grandson's excited observation made me smile. It also made me ask myself, do I have that kind of imaginative faith? Reflecting on the story of Moses and the burning bush, the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning wrote that earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. God's handiwork is evident all around us in the wonders of what he has made, and one day when the earth is made new, we'll see it like never before. God tells us about this day when he proclaims through the prophet Isaiah, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Singing mountains, clapping trees? Why not? Paul noted in Romans chapter 8 that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. Jesus once spoke of stones crying out in Luke 19, and his words echo Isaiah's prophecy about what lies ahead for those who come to him for salvation. When we look to him with faith that imagines what only God can do, we'll see his wonders continue forever. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 13. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Now let's pray. Loving God, we praise you that no one is more creative than you are. Please help us to see you in all of creation and stand in wonder of all that you are and all that you can do. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.